Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A United Nations aid official has described conditions in Gaza as being beyond anyone's worst nightmare. Dominic Allen of the UN Population Fund has just returned from a trip to the territory. Here's Neda Taufik.
After a week in Gaza, Mr. Allen said it was incomparable to anything he or other humanitarians had ever seen before. He described seeing fear, despair, and desperation everywhere, and no basics for sustaining life. He said 5,500 pregnant women were due to have a child this month. If the bombs don't kill them, if disease, hunger, and dehydration don't catch up with them, he said simply giving birth would. After birth, they're given a matter of hours to be discharged. There are 180 babies being born every day in Gaza, and doctors have reported seeing higher rates of malnutrition and below average weights.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office says a deal has been reached to allow the transfer of medicines to hostages still being held by Hamas. A statement said the arrangement had been reached with Qatar, which has been acting as a broker. Here's Wira Davis.
The quid pro quo is that much of the medication that's needed by the population of Gaza itself, many of whom have been displaced from their homes, that will also increase. Of course, humanitarian aid is badly needed in Gaza. It has gone up in recent weeks, but medical aid in particular is badly needed. So the Israelis will allow more medical aid to get to the Palestinians, and Hamas will allow specific medical aid required by some of the hostages. It's not quite as much of the hostage families want, but it is a sign of progress.
There have been sharp divisions at a UN Security Council meeting over the airstrikes carried out by the US and Britain against the Houthi group in Yemen. The Russian ambassador described the US-British strikes as blatant armed aggression against another country. But the US ambassador said Washington had acted in the interests of international shipping. Suriname's former president, Desi Bouterse, has failed to report to jail to begin serving a 20-year sentence. He's been convicted for murders committed more than four decades ago. This report from Kat Wiener.
It's the latest twist in the 78-year-old's long legal battle to avoid incarceration for the extrajudicial killing of 15 political opponents in 1982, 2 years after he first took power in a military coup. On Wednesday, the South American country's highest court instructed Desi Bouterse to present himself to the authorities on Friday. The ruling came after the former strongman, who was convicted in 2019, finally exhausted the appeals process in December. His wife, Ingrid Bouterse, has told reporters her husband has no intention of handing himself in. Mr. Bouterse's lawyer has said he will speak to his client.
World News from the BBC. Ukraine has said that four of the hostages seized by al-Shabaab militants in Somalia on Wednesday when a UN helicopter made an emergency landing are Ukrainian nationals. A Ukrainian foreign ministry spokesman said the helicopter belonged to a Ukrainian company and was carrying out a medical evacuation for the UN. The president of Ecuador has welcomed the United States' offer of support for his government's rapidly escalating struggle against criminal gangs. Daniel Noboa introduced a 60-day state of emergency on Monday in response to widespread unrest in jails. Will Grant reports.
President Noboa was quick to welcome the announcement by the US State Department of a delegation, including military and law enforcement personnel, to Ecuador. It's encouraging to see the international community actually paying attention to what's going on here, he said, adding that the issues seen in Ecuador this week have implications around the world. The narco-terrorists that operate here have operations in Europe, in the US, said President Noboa. On the pressing issue of around 180 prison staff still held hostages by their gangs inside the country's jails, he said his administration was doing everything it could to release them, but would not negotiate with the captors.
President Biden has said the US Defense Secretary should have told him sooner about his treatment for prostate cancer. Earlier this month, it emerged that Lloyd Austin's stay in hospital had been kept secret from the White House for several days. A winter storm that's affecting northern and central parts of the United States has forced two Republican presidential candidates to change their campaign plans. Rivals Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis both cancelled events in Iowa, where several inches of snow fell overnight. There are fears the weather could affect turnout to Monday's caucus in the state, where Republican supporters will begin the process to select their candidate for this year's presidential election. BBC News.